It's incredible.
Kieran?
Maybe that's the wrong one.
It says auxiliary one. How about that button? Ah, that might be good. Kieran, you there?
Is she there?
I can see her. Do something. Make it. Fix it.
Talk. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
What's going on?
I don't know what's going on.
Why is it? Where's auxiliary two? All right. So this is a lovely show. Is
ask
that
her now.
Kieran? Yeah, that worked. That worked well.
I can't hear her at all.
Yeah, I know. I can't either. Kieran?
Yay. Hello. Can you hear me yet?
Yeah. Surprise. You're on the radio.
So that had to do with...
I've been here for 10 minutes.
You have?
Loretta, you forgot to turn up the volume on your iPad.
Not literally.
Did you just say iPad?
No. I almost said iPad. And then I changed it at the last second to iPad.
That was iPad. That was not iPad.
Hi, Kieran.
Hi.
So how are things?
I'm just kind of lost because it's... Huh?
How are things in India?
Well, since our school year ends like a year before, like a month before a month before everyone else's, I'm studying for finals and it's like 1:30 in the morning and I'm just kind of sitting here like I haven't finished physics yet.
Yeah, I have finals in about a week.
Seriously?
You don't really have finals, Loretta. You have state testing.
Call them finals.
Oh, lucky.
Why?
Oh, state tests are easy. I did them in fourth grade, but they were probably easier in fourth grade because, you know, it's fourth grade.
Yeah, we have to spend, like, I think 2 or 3 hours in a gymnasium working on an ELA thing.
There's no AC in your gymnasium.
What?
Is there any AC in your gymnasium?
Probably not.
Is there AC in the gymnasium?
Yeah. Kieran, you have to remember, we're in New York, not India, so the AC isn't really a problem in mid-spring with us.
Oh, it's like literally 100 degrees out. I checked my thermometer today.
Did you just say thermometer?
Yes, so I can't say words. I look like I can say words.
That's because it's 1:30 in the morning, and you've been studying all night.
It is.
Thermometer.
I don't sleep.
That's going to be my new thing.
Don't laugh at me.
You don't sleep?
I always thought my mom was saying thermometer as a kid, so I guess it's just kind of like in back.
For those of you who don't know, Kieran is in India right now. You know, if you didn't get that message the second time I said it. So,
Kieran, say something in Punjab. Do you speak Punjab?
No, I understand it, but it's super hard to speak. Like, the way you talk... Like, you roll your syllables off your tongue like crazy. I do understand, but I can't speak. I'll speak it in an accent that's a Hindi, so it won't actually sound like, plus they're two really similar things, so it pretty much sounds the same, except for you, like, roll your, vowels more. Like,
can you say anything at all in Punjab?
Mom.
Well, I know some words, but I don't, like, because my friends all speak in Punjabi, like, I'm pretty sure the words they say aren't exactly words because I have terrible friends here. So,
so you could say something that would be like offensive if it were in English.
Yeah, like if anyone like from Punjab, and I know because there's like a Punjabi guy that's like in the. Remember that time like the last time I was on the radio show,
we went down to the 7-Eleven right next to the station, and there was a guy who spoke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that guy's Punjabi, so if he's there, like, he probably has a family, and, like, their family has friends. I know there's a huge Indian community in Hudson, so.
So you don't want to offend anybody?
No.
That's very nice, Kieran. I just love hearing you speak other languages, and Loretta's giving me really dirty looks.
No, she's just really happy to hear someone else speak another language, because I am so terrible at Spanish. I just...
Oh, dude, are you kidding me? At least Spanish is in, like, the English letters. Like, I mean, other than the fact that you pronounce, like, J-H or something like that. Like,
Kieran,
I just had a Hindi.
There's only one letter that you pronounce the same.
Seriously?
Oh.
Isn't Feliz Navidad just spelt like FelizNavidad?
Yes. Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, but each letter separately.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz like when you say the Navidad. Letters. Kieran.
No. Oh, I don't. It's too early in the morning for this, okay?
Trust me on this one. Like, okay, you know what? Never mind. I'm not arguing with you on this one.
Well, Kieran, we have had like a really cold spring. Like, it's been really cold here and it's been gray a lot. And then finally the sun came out last week and then but this crazy wind picked up and there was like 50 mile an hour wind. And today is the first really nice day in Columbia County since like December or November. I'm not kidding. It's crazy.
I think that's lucky. Like, because it's so cold there, but here it's literally gotten to that point in the year where, like, I can't shower, like in the afternoon or, like, in the late morning because the water heats up that even if it's, like, fully on cold, it's boiling hot water. So I have to, like, shower at, like, 10, 11 at night so, like, the pipes cool down and, like, I can get actual cold water.
Really?
Yeah.
See,
it's crazy.
I promise you that to 90% of the people listening to this, they actually would love to have boiling hot water.
Well, no,
like that
no,
sounds
I mean,
nice
like,
to them.
Cool, but
in,
I mean, it's like
in
a,
Columbia County.
You're already like sweaty and like all disgusting.
And there goes Skype.
Oh, well, you should play a song, Loretta.
Kieran.
Being like 90 degrees.
Kieran, you're frozen. Mm-hmm. Your picture is kind of frozen on
coming out.
Something. I can't even describe it. It's kind of you. Shaping.
I know you're hey, like shape-shifting as well.
Hey, Kieran, what bands are you liking these days?
I'm first like my friend. Oh my god, Laura, stop it! My friend introduced me to a lot of like metal and kind of like pop punk bands because she listens to them. Like I haven't really seen her that much. But when I met her like a couple of weeks ago, she introduced me to them. So I've been listening to a lot of Mice and Men, Pierce the Veil, Sleeping with Sirens, All Time Low, like those
All
kind
Time
of people.
All Time Low and the other one, those. The first one you said,
All
I haven't
Time
heard.
All Time Low is amazing.
Yeah, I really like Pierce the Veil. Pierce the Veil and Sleeping with Sirens are good.
Mice and Men's crazy good and so Sleeping with the Horizon. The only thing is they like scream a lot. You have to get used to it because the first time you hear it, you get like so scared and you can't. Okay, no, you can sleep, but it just like creeps you out.
So, Loretta, so instead of like making faces at Kieran on Skype, maybe you want to queue up a song on your iPhone.
I don't actually have an iPhone. She's lying about that.
Yes, well, you do have an iPhone. It's just it
doesn't
work.
Two iPods.
Well, it's one.
It's just,
can you just
one of them I can get apps on, and the other I can't because it's so old.
Oh, right, that one. The one that we got at the same time, roughly speaking. So I got mine Christmas, you got yours during the summer, right? When you were in, like, Arizona or New Mexico or something.
What?
What?
A couple of years ago, didn't you guys go to, like, New Mexico or, like, Arizona?
I promise you, I never bought an iPod in Arizona.
No, but I think you got it right before we left, Loretta. She's right. Didn't you get your iPod right before we went to Arizona? The first iPod?
Yeah, you did, because then I didn't see you.
It was
like,
that
when you
summer, but it wasn't right before.
Oh, yeah,
because
you
got it.
An iPod.
You got it when school was over, and then we went right to Arizona, like, the week after school ended.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh. Kieran's right.
Well, congratulations,
yay.
Kieran.
If this was like a trivia show, I totally like win $1,000 or probably
yeah,
more.
Yeah, for knowing when Loretta got her iPod.
We know everything
but
about Loretta.
But not knowing what my favorite band is on a quiz, Kieran. There's this website where you can make a quiz about yourself.
Like out of 10, I got like a 4.
You got a 5. Out of 10. Yeah, there's this website I go on where you can make a quiz about yourself and you send it to your friends.
You sent like 7 quizzes in like the past 3 months.
And
like,
I sent it to Kieran and she got my favorite band wrong.
Your favorite band?
Yeah.
What was it?
No, I got a...
Kansas?
I don't know your favorite band. Oh, isn't it those guys? Those guys with that
song. Oh, yeah, those guys. You know, those guys. Yeah.
Genevieve.
Lucius?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, let me just say the choices.
They're playing at the Solid Sound Festival in June.
How do you know that?
At Mass MoCA, because the Dream Syndicate is playing.
You're taking me to that. You're taking me to that show.
It's $84, so I'm not sure that I'm taking you to it. Because it's
$84. You're taking me to that show.
Well, Loretta, why don't you start earning some money? Because $84 is too much.
Why don't you start getting me a way to earn some money? And I will do that.
I don't think you need me to do that for you. You can start.
Let's get a job together in the summer.
That's a great idea, Kieran.
You do. You are getting a job. You're going to be at the lake.
I am going to do that.
Is that the swimming thing? Because I can't swim fast or
She can't do that because you need to pass.
So you have to get a different job.
What about like
lemonade stand?
No.
That's Mom, like we're not eight. Grade.
Bake sale.
we should just like break Betty Crocker.
Yeah. You know, we'll just go to the local church and see if we can. Just set up shop right there. Sell some nice cookies from
Loretta, do you remember when you made
the Goodwill like stamps? Is that what that is?
Do you remember when you made homemade dog biscuits and sold them to the neighbors?
Boy, buddy.
Yeah, I was such a good entrepreneur as a kid. I sold dog biscuits to our neighbors who didn't have dogs. I think I was just like a really cute kid and I just went around the neighborhood saying, would you like to buy some dog biscuits for $25? And they totally went for it.
You charged $25 for dog biscuits?
No, it was like $5.
No, you charged $1 a piece.
Oh. No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
It was at least $5.
No.
You would.
You're wrong again, like, Loretta.
There's no way.
Loretta's failing the Loretta quiz today.
Out of childhood.
At least I know what my favorite band is. Kieran,
you talked about the ones, okay? I don't remember who I chose. Like, did it say who I chose?
Okay, I'm just gonna say it was a multiple choice quiz. It was Lucius, who I am totally obsessed with, the Fray, okay, the Fray, and the band Perry. Who, if you don't know what those two people are, they're like country redneck bands.
The Fray was that band that opened for Kelly Clarkson.
Isn't it that thing about that girl who died? Like, they're talking about that girl who died and they dumped her in the river.
We're all, like, talking about different things.
We are.
You're talking about...
You know
about
what? I am
Kieran,
so...
You're talking about a suicide or something. You're talking about Kelly Clarkson and I'm going on about how you got my favorite band wrong.
I'm just too mellow because of the weather. I am so mellow.
You know, I can just
I can't even, like, barely talk.
Hear Kieran over the two of us arguing about bands. Say something about dumping a body in a river. Kieran, do you want to explain yourself to that one?
Like about like if I die, which is about that girl and she died, and it's like dump me in the river if I die, wasn't it?
Oh yeah.
Oh, the band Perry.
Right. Yeah. It was about like a suicide or something.
Huge and like blast. 3 years
yeah,
ago,
I remember that song.
I didn't like that song.
Anymore. I didn't either. Did you like it, Kieran?
I liked it for a month and then decided I was over it because I hate country music. No offense.
I don't like
band
country
Perry.
Music.
She was like,
what about Loretta Lynn?
I don't like Mom Loretta Lynn. Just because we have the same name, it doesn't mean I like her. What?
Did you just say I don't like Loretta?
Loretta Lynn. She's a country singer. Apparently who I'm named after.
You meant like yourself. Like you were speaking as like a
you know,
third person.
Can I just
like,
say
I don't like Loretta.
That if it were me whose phone who rang, you would be yelling at me right now.
What?
If it were me whose phone who had just rang, you would be yelling at me right now.
I'm just so mellow today. I'm like half asleep. Okay, I have a particular friend who never texts just once.
They always send like 3 or 4 texts.
Yeah. So that's how you know that it's that person texting. Yeah.
You'll hear beep, beep. And then about a minute later, you'll hear it
again. Like 30 seconds later, another one comes in. Yeah.
I'm usually that person because I text in like paragraphs and like my phone can't send like my phone can actually send pretty long messages, but like sometimes I write such like a big essay out that like it has to send in like 3 different messages.
Loretta, can you, I hate to say this, but you've got to play a song because I can't imagine anybody still listening to us at this point.
All right, Kieran, it's been good hearing you again.
Can't you play a song on that thing and keep Kieran on Skype?
My iPod's about to run out of battery.
How about my iPod?
Kieran, do you have my mom's Skype?
No. She can't do that. No, play a song on my iPod.
No. You don't have any good songs.
Just go into raps.
Kieran, do you have my mom's Skype?
What song was it that you wanted to hear? I'm going to call it out.
Right? Yeah, it's Kay Schomer, right?
No. Stop. Don't give out my Skype address on the radio. Loretta, what's the song you want to hear?
No, wait, it's not that. It's not that. Never mind.
Do you want to hear that Jason Mraz you said?
It's got a middle initial, I'm pretty sure. Yes, it does.
Is there an underscore?
No, there's no underscore.
Oh, then I have no idea. Because I might have her old one then.
This is just crazy. I'm finding the song you want, Loretta.
Mom, you don't know what song I want.
You wanted to hear Crazy Love by Jason Mraz, right?
Jason Manns.
Oh, who's Man? Who's he?
He's friends with Jensen Ackles and Jared Padalecki.
M-A-N-N-S.
M-A-N-N-S.
Oh, my God.
Actually, wait, no.
I found it. I got it.
Wait, now I want to hear Angelus by Jensen Ackles. Kieran, have you heard that one?
Here, this is on. Plug it in.
No.
Yeah, take her.
Now I want to hear Angelus.
This is it's the worst radio show we've ever done together.
I'm having a wonderful time.
I know. I'm having a wonderful time.
And you're just sitting here like, no. Stop it, Mom.
I just feel like putting my head down and going to sleep.
You do that. Me and Kieran will be here. We're going to have a nice time. Okay, maybe not. Just give me a minute.
I had the song all called up that you wanted.
Yeah, but now I want to hear Jensen Ackles because you reminded me of that. So
is he on Rhapsody?
He is not.
So how do you find it? On YouTube?
Yeah.
That takes forever.
It does not.
It does.
I have it up right now. Okay. Here, Kieran, I'm going to keep you on, okay?
Yep.
All right. Here's Angelus by Jensen Ackles.
Jensen Ackles is in Supernatural.
He is.
He's also a really good singer.
He is a wonderful singer. He is also the person playing guitar. He is extremely talented.
He's too talented.
He is. It's kind of scary.
For someone who's that good looking.
Yes.
Turn on the channel, Loretta.
I can't.
Oh. There he is.
It's too quiet. Why is it so quiet? Is it auxiliary? What was that? Why'd you do that?
It just stopped.
It did not just stop.
It did.
No, it stopped. I don't believe you.
It did.
I don't believe you.
It stopped.
Mom.
This is the worst radio show ever.
Okay, well, maybe if your YouTube thing wasn't so stupid, why did my iPod just turn off?
Kieran's like, I'm falling asleep in India now.
Well, it's 1:30 in the morning. So, okay, just, here we go.
Ah, la, 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 la.
Crazy Love by Jason Manns.
I can feel a heartbeat from 1,000 miles, and the heavens open every time she smiles. I'm running to her, that's where I belong. I'm running to her. My troubles, she takes away my grief, she takes away my heartache, and I go right to sleep. She gave me love, 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 crazy love. It makes me righteous, and yes, it makes me whole. It makes me mellow right down to my soul.
Crazy Love by Jason Manns. Mom?
The Van Morrison version is better.
No, it's not.
Really, you know, for the most part, I'm pretty enthusiastic about a lot of the music that you play. But
you're wrong.
That was a little wimpy.
Yeah, but he's actually got talent, so it's okay.
Well, Van Morrison actually had talent too.
Yeah, but no, he didn't.
Oh, Loretta.
I've been trying to get three songs into every show.
Well, so today it's not going to happen.
Daylight by Matt and Kim.
Daylight by Matt and Kim?
Yes.
We cut the legs off of our pants, threw our shoes into the ocean, sit back and wait through the daylight.
Daylight by Matt and Kim.
I'd really like to just be like laying down on a lawn somewhere. Because it's like 67 degrees out. It hasn't been 67 degrees. Like I'd like to look.
You need some sleep.
And see when the last time it was 67 degrees.
No, really. There's you're acting strange. You need some sleep.
You're right.
Yeah, I am.
I am really tired.
Yeah. It's really not difficult to tell. You're not getting upset at anything. You're barely arguing with me.
I'm
it's weird.
Mellow. I'm feeling kind of mellow and tired.
You need to bounce back out, Mom.
I need to what?
You need to bounce back.
I need to bounce back.
Yeah, get there's my nothing edge to back. Talk about with you not arguing.
You know what else happened today?
Oh, jeez.
I didn't drink my third cup of coffee.
Ah. Yep.
So that could have been the problem.
I'm going to play Call It What You Want.
You're going to play Call It What You Want for like a minute because... Yeah.
2 minutes.
Ben. Okay.
2 minutes.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, so how'd your show with Dad go last week? You had Dad on the radio last week.
I don't know how we sounded, but it went pretty well.
Did you have fun?
Mm-hmm.
Did Dad have fun? I got to listen to it. Did he argue with you? Maybe he was tired. Mellow.
Could be the problem.
Could be in the water.
Call It What You Want by Foster the People.